The body overseeing collegiate sports in the United States, the NCAA, lists several drugs as off-limits to student-athletes. Marijuana is one of them.
So the NCAA governs our controls for all of our student-athletes all over the country, not just in the state of New York. And so they are the governing body that says yes or no to performance-enhancing or street drug usage.
Dr. Brian Bradham is Director of Sports Medicine for the University at Buffalo's Athletics Department. All forms of marijuana are forbidden, including medicinal. The NCAA tests athletes at its championships year-round at Division I schools like UB and at Division II-level schools like Damon College. Learning institutions may also conduct their own testing. Bradham was asked whether secondhand exposures pose a risk for athletes, including situations where they might not be smoking marijuana, but others in the room are.
Depending on the concentration levels in their body, that's up to that person and up to the test specificity. It's just like tobacco that it can be, in the system because of secondhand smoke.
Another institution where marijuana consumption is off limits is the military. Among the issues faced by the military is recruitment. The problem is with those who want to enlist but may have consumed marijuana, even legally. The Army Times reported in August of this year that many senior Army leaders recognize that if a civilian was allowed to use marijuana legally before enlisting, and if they understand that it's no longer allowed after they join, many would consider waivers. 500 of them were issued in 2017. The big picture discussion has not yet concluded. Meanwhile, there are also the industries where workers are entrusted with the operation of heavy machinery or the lives of dozens of customers. Airline pilots have rules forbidding them from drinking alcohol anywhere from 8 to 12 hours before flying, depending on the airline. But marijuana? An airline industry advocacy group based in Ottawa, Canada, says since marijuana was legalized in that country, the industry has been left by the government to take care of its own rules.
The government just said, if you're unfit to fly, you shouldn't be flying. And consuming marijuana is a disqualifier for your medical. But they haven't said anything like you cannot have smoked for 2 months or 6 weeks or whatever, or nothing like that.
John McKenna is president and CEO of the Air Transportation Association of Canada, which represents numerous carriers, usually regionals. He tells WBFO the government has not set regulations, so many air carriers are setting their own. McKenna says the association supports a continued full ban on marijuana use by pilots, though he admits this will likely be challenged in court.
The regulator here should set aside privacy concerns over public safety. The public safety should be first and foremost for all these people. And we don't, they say it in theory, but they don't apply when it comes time to drafting regulations.
Governor Cuomo announced on Monday that legalizing adult recreational marijuana is among his agenda items for the first 100 days of his new term, which begins in January. Back in August, he assembled a work group to listen to public feedback and draft legislation. What remains to be seen is, if it's passed, whether certain institutions and their people are ready to address the complications that will come with it. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.